Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is asking state residents to remain cautious as what is now post-tropical low Ophelia moves its way across the state and into Virginia. Ophelia has caused flooding in some areas, and Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks says there have also been scattered power outages.
Not a concentrated area of outages, not, 30,000 customers in one place, but lots of small 20, 30, 40, 50 customers, a few thousand customer outages, and just spread all across the state.
Ophelia made landfall early Saturday as a tropical storm with near hurricane winds of almost 70 miles an hour. It brought a major storm surge along the coast and in some places 5 inches of rain. Senator Robert Menendez says he'll not step down despite mounting calls to resign from both Washington and his home state of New Jersey following his criminal indictment on corruption charges Friday. On Saturday, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman joined the chorus of those calling on him to leave office. New Jersey Congressman Andy Kim, meanwhile, says he'll run for Menendez's seat. NPR's Juliana Kim has more.
Hours after Menendez was indicted, several top lawmakers from New Jersey came out against the senator, including Governor Phil Murphy. Murphy said the charges were simply too serious to ignore, adding that the allegations compromised the senator's ability to effectively do his job. Those views were also shared by some members of Congress, including Representative Dean Phillips from Minnesota and Representative Jeff Jackson from North Carolina, both of whom are Democrats. But Menendez isn't budging. He says, quote, "Those who believe in justice believe in innocence until proven guilty," end quote. The senator's first hearing in federal court is Wednesday in Manhattan, along with his wife and three others. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
The FBI is conducting a civil rights investigation into the police department of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they're doing so at the request of the department's police chief. As Aubrey Procell from member station WRKF in Baton Rouge reports, the investigation is related to a police facility that officers allegedly used to beat drug suspects.
Federal investigators are looking into allegations that officers may have abused their authority by interrogating suspects at an unmonitored police warehouse. The warehouse, known as the Brave Cave, has been mentioned in multiple recent legal complaints. One lawsuit says officers beat a man so severely there that the parish prison refused to book him until he received emergency room care. Another lawsuit alleges a woman was subjected to an illegal body cavity search and released without charge. Since the first complaint about the site last month, the warehouse has been shuttered and the street crimes unit was disbanded. Two officers of that unit have been placed on paid leave, and one, who resigned in August, was recently arrested on unrelated police battery charges. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Procell in Baton Rouge.
And you're listening to NPR News. Guatemala's embattled president-elect met this weekend with hundreds of local officials from throughout the country. Some of those officials claimed they'd been pressured not to attend the meeting with the recently elected reformist president. Maria Martin reports.
The official agenda called for Guatemala's president and vice president-elect Bernardo Arevalo and Karin Herrera to present their plans for water, sanitation, and other infrastructure services to Guatemala's mayors. More than 200 of them attended and expressed concerns and needs in their communities. But several officials, including Mayor Omar Camposeco of Jalapa, said they received threats prior to the gathering that they'd lose government funding if they met with Arevalo. Vice President-elect Karin Herrera called for unity and support for the new government, scheduled to take office in January. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
Former President Jimmy Carter was back in his hometown on Saturday. Carter and his wife Rosalind Carter visited the annual Peanut Festival in Plains, Georgia. Carter has been under hospice care since February after a melanoma had spread to his liver and his brain. He has lived longer after leaving the White House than any other U.S. president. Jimmy Carter left office in 1981. President Joe Biden has gotten both the updated COVID-19 vaccine and his annual flu shot. The White House physician says Biden received the shots on Friday. He says Biden was also vaccinated against the respiratory illness known as RSV several weeks ago. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.